Welcome to Ahead of the Curve, the Scoliosis Experience podcast, where my aim is to empower individuals with scoliosis and movement professionals alike by providing free, up-to-date information on scoliosis management and treatment. My goal is to improve the quality of life for those with scoliosis and equip movement professionals with the knowledge and skills needed to effectively support them. Hi, welcome back to Ahead of the Curve. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Teed. Today, I'm going to be talking about three unconventional things I do every day to care for my scoliosis. But first, it's been a minute since I gave you a little bit of an life update. I've been hard at work at some of the things I set out to do in the new year, and one of those is creating more Higgy in my home, and in my body, and in my life, my clients' lives. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen some of the updates that we've made around the house, particularly in our little living space. And I've now lived in Bluffton, South Carolina for about 9 years, going on 10 years in May. And when I moved here, I was very lucky and blessed that one of my patients was getting rid of a couch. I came here with nothing. I moved from California and had been doing travel physical therapy for 3 years. So I was packing pretty light. I literally just had my clothes and that was really it. I had my clothes and then I had a beach chair. And that was my only furniture. Oh, and an air mattress. But I had a patient who was really nice and she was getting rid of her couch when I first moved here. So I got it from her for like $100. And then I found a matching couch on, I think it was Craigslist, for maybe $200, a sleeper sofa. So I've had those for quite a while and they were getting really tired looking. So for Christmas, Mark and I got each other a couch, and, you know, getting a new couch, I had to get other things to kind of update the space. So got a new area rug and mounted the TV and got a new floor lamp. And before we were able to actually like get everything put together, we had a period of 3 weeks where we had both sets of the couches in this like little teeny tiny living space. I don't know if you've ever seen the Cosby Show episode where they have like a similar thing. They have these new couches and the old couches, and Bill Cosby is like, I know he's controversial now, but he's like just like very sad about getting rid of his old couch. And it just reminded me of that episode. But it was like that for 3 weeks. And it just caused me a lot of anxiety having all of that clutter in the house. So now we're feeling a little bit more Higgy in our house and just more comfortable in our space. And we actually also have a double-sided fireplace, which haven't used the whole time that we've lived here, because I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what the quality is. I remember when I got the home inspected when I first moved in, that they mentioned that there was something that might be up with the fireplace. So came and had it chimney swept and everything was good. So we've been using our fireplace, and I know it doesn't get like terribly cold in South Carolina, but we have had a few days where it warranted a fire. So anyway, it's just been really nice making these like little changes and updates to make things feel more comfortable and cozy in the house. and then the other thing on my list that I wanted to update you with was just spending more quality time in person with the people that I love. And last night was the first night of hopefully a monthly girls' night I'm going to be hosting, the last Friday of every month. I'm just going to invite some people over. And last night we had about, it was six of us, and had some wine and snacks and desserts. And it was just good to catch up with people who I used to see every week before COVID. And it just, you know, I feel like COVID kind of got us all in these like little bubbles where we never leave our house and we never see our people. And anyway, I'm trying to bring it back and get into a little bit of a groove. So yeah, I encourage you, if that's something that you're considering in your own life, just be the person that throws it out there. Because I had three girls come up to me and say, I'm so glad that I got your text. I was really happy to get it. And I needed something like this. So I think that there's more people that are feeling the same way as you, and you just might need to be the first person to initiate it. All right, so now on to the topic of the week. When most people imagine scoliosis care, they likely picture exercises, bracing, hands-on treatment like massage, but there's actually some really simple yet out-of-the-box ways that I care for my scoliosis that you might not have thought of before or heard of before. The first one is red light therapy. I actually had a mom in my direct messages on Instagram the other day ask how red light therapy helps with scoliosis. And kind of like the other things I'm going to talk about today, there's not a direct way it helps scoliosis, but it's more indirect. If you want to nerd out and you want to learn a lot more about red light therapy, there's two of my favorite resources. One of them is the Red Light Report podcast, and the other one is the biolight.shop on Instagram. And they have a ton of wonderful information on there and actually go pretty in depth. At least on the Red Light Report, they go really in depth on the research that's coming out about the benefits of red light therapy. What is red light therapy? It's also known as photobiomodulation, and it involves exposure to low levels of red and near infrared light wavelengths to stimulate healing and provide various health benefits. So the cool thing about the red light therapy is it works on a mitochondrial level to improve the quality of the mitochondria that we produce. You might be thinking or wondering, what is mitochondria? Mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell in your body. That's why red light therapy helps with everything that you could possibly imagine. But I'm just going to kind of list out a few of the benefits of red light therapy so you can get an idea of, you know, just some of the things that you can consider that it helps. So the first one is skin rejuvenation. It promotes collagen production, reduces wrinkles, fine lines, and it helps with wound healing. The next benefit is pain relief. It alleviates muscle and joint pain by reducing inflammation and increasing blood circulation. The next one is hair growth. It stimulates hair follicles, potentially aiding in hair growth and reducing hair loss. So I know a lot of people, after they had COVID, or even like as you're entering menopause, hair loss and hair thinning can be a concern. So red light therapy is a really good way to stimulate new hair growth. Additionally, joint health is improved with red light therapy treatment. It reduces inflammation and pain associated with conditions just like arthritis, which most of us have. By the time that we hit the age 30, we start to show signs of arthritis and degeneration in our joints. Some of us get pain from it and others don't. It also helps with mood enhancement. So if you are somebody that suffers from SAD, the seasonal affect disorder, in the wintertime, red light therapy can be extremely beneficial for addressing that sensation and that feeling that you get in the wintertime. Some studies suggest it may positively impact mood and help with certain mental health conditions. And I love it because you don't need very long to reap the benefits of it. So, meaning I don't have to be in the red light for 30 minutes. I can get benefits from it from 3 to 6 minutes a day. And as you kind of dive into the research a little bit, you'll come to find out that more is not actually better when you are using the red light. So I use mine, like I said, 3 to 6 minutes a day, 3 minutes when I'm really in a hurry. I do 3 minutes facing forward and 3 minutes facing backward. The brand that I use is called Mito Red Light. And I have it's like a 5-foot wall panel, and it's called the Mito Max 2.0, if you're curious. And you go on their website, they have 1 billion different options of different red lights. So I suggest going and just checking out what there is. I really like the Mito 2 Max. If you purchase one through Mito Red, you can use my affiliate code for 10% off, and that is ScolioPT, all one word. I get a little bit back from that if you make a purchase, just as a heads up. There's a ton of options, but from what I've learned, because red light works on such a deep level, it doesn't matter how much surface area is being covered when you're using the red light. So you can have just a red light that is hitting your face, and it actually works on such a deep cellular level that you can still reap all of the benefits with a super small unit. Okay, so my next out-of-the-box thing that I do on a daily basis is lymphatic work. And I have a few different types of lymphatic work that are my go-tos. One of those is, and I've talked about this a ton, I've done at least one podcast episode on it after I took the Lymphatic Mojo course through Dr. Perry of Stop Chasing Pain. Everything that I've learned about the lymphatic system pretty much is through him. And so my non-negotiable of my lymphatic work that I learned through Dr. Perry is the Big Six, which is trademarked from him. And it's really no reason not to fit it in, because it literally takes 3 minutes to complete it, and it helps you so much. Like I said, I have a whole episode about the benefits of lymphatic work, so I'm not going to get too much into the detail here. Other than, if you visualize your body as an aquarium, your lymphatic system is the filter for your aquarium. And most of our filters are clogged with toxins from the food we eat, the soaps we put on our body, the candles we burn in our houses, poorly filtered water that we drink, and the list goes on and on, as you can imagine. So if those clogs aren't addressed, you're going to stay sick, in pain, and inflamed. So if nutrients can't get in or waste can't get out, you stay inflamed and sick. Good lymphatic drainage requires open lymphatic pathways from the site of injury to the heart. And then working your lymphatic system in a specific order. So you can't just look at a chart and see all like the main lymphatic pathways and just kind of willy-nilly go and press at those areas. I mean, you can, but it's not really going to be as effective. You have to go from the areas of lowest pressure first to the highest pressure last. And the lowest pressure area is up at the collarbones, and your main drain pathways at that left collarbone. Like I said, I go into a bit more detail about the specific order and all of that. If you follow me on Instagram, I've done a post on how to do the Big Six and Dr. Perry does as well, obviously. So when you go through and you unclog the areas and you open up those pathways in that specific order, it allows your lymphatic system to do what it does best, and that is keep us well and out of pain. In addition to the big six, I also do some facial gua sha, and I do body dry brushing a few days a week. And I also use my vibration plate, which is my next out of the box thing that I'm going to talk about that I use. If you want to learn more about lymphatic work, listen to that episode about lymphatic work. And I meant to look that up. So sorry about that. That will be linked in the show notes. I can't remember which number that is. Give Dr. Perry at Stop Chasing Pain a follow on Instagram, and you will learn a ton about the benefits. All right, next and final out of the box thing I do for my scoliosis. I do a ton, so I just picked three. I don't want to overwhelm you, but these are just really easy things that you can squeeze in your day, and it's not going to take a ton of time up and feel overwhelming. The next one is whole body vibration. This is actually something new that I've added to my routine in the past couple months. And I actually had one of my in-person patients poke some fun at me. He like walked in the door and saw the vibration plate. And he was like, "I thought you weren't into this gimmicky stuff." And I made him try it out. And he was like, "Okay, like I could see how this could be helpful." And, you know, it does kind of seem a little gimmicky, and I kind of felt that before I tried it out and did some research on it. But now that I've felt the benefits of it, really can't turn back from it now. What I do love about it is I can use it really quickly between my client appointments. So I've spent a fair amount of time either sitting in one spot or standing in one spot for my virtual sessions. And, you know, even though I'm switching back and forth between those two, my lower back does get a bit tight and feels compressed. So I just hop on the vibration plate for a minute or so, and it really helps me to feel a lot better, improves my lymphatic flow as well. So I get a little bit of a burst of energy as well. Also, it helps to reduce cortisol levels. It improves bone density. It's low impact. It increases your metabolism, and it adds a balance challenge to standing scoliosis. Well, adds a balance challenge. And also I have myself and my clients practice their scoliosis corrections when they're standing on the vibration plate. So all of that helps with neuromuscular re-education, which is because it helps to improve the proprioception of your body, which usually is not the greatest for people with scoliosis. We usually have pretty poor proprioception. And proprioception is the ability to be able to feel where you are in space. So most of us can't really feel that we are leaning to the side without seeing ourselves in the mirror. That's why mirrors are really helpful in corrective exercises. So it helps with that position sense of being able to feel where you are in space. So that is another added benefit. I actually have my brand that I got from Amazon is called Life Pro Wave. And there's probably 10 programs on there that are already preset. And then it goes from level one the whole way up to 99. And honestly, the first time you get on it and you use level one, you can't imagine how it could go up to 99 because it is a pretty intense vibration all throughout the body. when you're standing on it, you can just purely stand on it, or you can do some balance exercises. You could do some squats, or I actually combine a few things while I'm on there. So I will actually do my big six while I'm standing on the vibration plate. I'll do some of my cranial nerve, my eye exercises, which are brain exercises while I'm on there. And I can do some elongations because I have it right in front of my stall bars. So it's kind of nice because I can knock out a lot of things all at once. And I try to use it for about 10 minutes a day. But you really don't even need that long to reap the benefits of it. So kind of as a wrap up, three of the unconventional things that I do for my scoliosis on a daily basis that most people wouldn't really consider or associate with helping your scoliosis are red light therapy, lymphatic work, and vibration plate. I hope that you found this helpful. If you could leave me a rating or a review, that is really helpful because it helps people to find my podcast. And the more people that are able to find it, the more free information that they can get about how to help their scoliosis, help their pain, help their children with their scoliosis. That's really the goal of all of this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, stay well and stay ahead of the curve.